Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I wanted to talk about a prayer that Jesus taught. And this is not the prayer that we usually think about when the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And we recite this prayer every Sunday, Our Father who art in heaven. It's a wonderful prayer. I love the prayers that are taught. That prayer, we have prayers of grace, prayers of thanksgiving. But I want to talk about an authentic prayer that Jesus taught. It's the prayer that we have when we are at our wits' end. Have any of you been there? The prayer at our wits' end. Did you realize that Jesus prayed when he was at his wits' end? We often think of Jesus praying in idyllic settings when he would go out in the early morning and pray in those times that he communed with God and how wonderful and peaceful those were. But Jesus also prayed prayers at his wits' end. The writer of Hebrews says it this way. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. We remember those times in the Bible with the loud cries and tears. We remember when he was standing outside the tomb of his beloved Lazarus. And he cried out with a loud voice. And he cried at his friend because of the death of his friend. And he cried for him to come out of the tomb. We remember that he cried when he was standing over Jerusalem. And he saw all the pathos and the passion of Jerusalem. And how he said he wanted to gather them like a mother would gather her chicks. But they rejected him. And he cried. And then we remember the prayers at Gethsemane, where he begged God for the cup to be removed. And when I read this verse, something jumps out of me. It says that he prayed with loud cries and tears to the God who could save him from death, and he was heard. But we know the rest of the story. He begged for the cup to pass, but he still went to the cross. Many times when we say God hears us, we mean God answered our prayer. We got what we wanted. We got what we asked for. He was heard, and yet he went to the cross. So did God really hear him? There are times in our lives when the prayers that are most authentic are not the sweet prayers we pray on Sunday. They're not the prayers that we pray out loud. But the tears and the wails that only God hears in the wee hours of the night, when we are desperate and we are frightened and we say, God, help us. The ancient rabbis had an expression. They said there are three great prayers, and each one is greater than the next. The first is spoken prayer. The second is cries. And the third, which always reaches the throne of God, is tears. Even when we have nothing to say, when we pour out our heart to God, he hears. He heard Jesus that day in Gethsemane. He heard the cry of his heart for the cup to pass. But he heard that other cry that said, not my will, but thine. This is the prayer that always reaches God's ears. Does God hear us when we are at our wits' end, when we pray those desperate prayers? Does he really hear? I remember the time that I was at my wits' end. Now, I, as a pastor, had told people that we're not going to get out of this life alive and that you should prepare and everything should be in order because you really need to do that for your loved ones and we all know where we're going. And it's great for a pastor to say that, but I had a mother and father, and it wasn't going to happen to them. Everybody else's, maybe, but not mine. And I remember my mother, much like when Jesus was saying to his disciples, you know, I'm going to die. You know, I will be dying. This is how I'm going to die. And they kept changing the subject. Mom would do the same thing. She knew. She felt it in her bones that her time was up. And yet we, the children, stayed in denial. And one day, about a week before her stroke, she turned to me and she said, you know that you're going to have to take care of all the business when I die. So do you have a funeral home picked out? And I said, well, no, I hadn't really thought about that. But Daddy's going to go first because he has COPD and he has emphysema and he has all sorts of things wrong with him. You're going to stay. But Mom went first. And then we were faced with Dad. And we took him home. And one of the reasons we took him home was kind of selfish because we knew if he stayed in the nursing home, he had no reason to live. He was so bereft, the light had gone out of his eyes the minute my mother died. We brought him home, and my prayer was, I do not want to bury two parents in 1 year. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. And so if we brought him home, we'd give him reasons to live. And so we would set these big events up. Like July 4th, we said, you got to stay to July 4th. Because on July 4th, we were having a big family reunion. They can't visit you in heaven. You got to stay. Now, meanwhile, Daddy had said, get the other tomb ready because I'm going. And we said, no, you're staying. And so he said, oh, all right. I'll stay till July 4th. And he was good to his word. But he kept praying, and I kept praying. And my prayer was, keep him here. And his prayer was, let me go. 2 months after Mom's death, Daddy died. Did God hear me? Of course he did. He heard me. He saw my tears. And his answer was to surround me with the comforting presence of the Holy Spirit, to surround me with family, to surround me with friends, to help me through that. But he also heard Dad's cry. And my son, who was 8 years old at the time, a few months later, out of the blue, looked at me and said, you know, Grandma, Jesus heard Grandpa's prayer. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I walked by his room one day, and I peeked in, and Grandpa had his hands folded. And he said to God, I want to go home. I know the kids don't want me to, but I want to go home to you. And Robert said, God answered his prayer. But does God hear us when our prayers aren't answered? Of course he does. There's one other point of this that is very important for us. The Bible says God heard Jesus because of his reverent submission. Oftentimes when our prayers are not answered, we get very angry. And because we get so angry, we cannot hear the voice of God. When we are reverently submissive, it does not mean that we just sit around and say, oh, well, that must be God's will. It doesn't mean we can't question. But perhaps we can set our anger aside long enough to listen to the still, small voice of God. These prayers are powerful. And when we are so polite and say to God, well, you know what we need. I don't know if those are real prayers. I think the really authentic prayers are when we're screaming in agony and saying, please help me. And we have a wonderful example. Jesus was not always polite in his prayers. He cried. And he knew that God could rescue him. But he also knew that God heard him. And if God heard Jesus, how much will he hear us? We have one who loves us beyond all telling, who came to experience everything, even being at his wit's end. And because he was at his wit's end, when we're at our wit's end, we know we are heard. So the next time we're in that situation where we say, we don't know what to do, we don't know how to pray, remember Jesus, at his wit's end, cried out to God. He will hear us as well. Let us pray. O soul, are you weary and struggling? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Lord, I pray that in the wee hours of this coming week, when no one is around and the cries come to you, may you surround that one with your grace, with your mercy, and with your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.